the law of love and faith. This is session 11. It's the last session in Become. And this session will begin to clarify the divine tensions between God's justice and God's love, His holiness and His mercy. These attributes can seem opposite and are often the cause of great divide among men when they are poorly understood. God has clearly revealed the way to understanding them in the Bible through two laws that show how they could be perfectly balanced in the nature of one God. So we'll look into the law of love and the law of faith. Okay, so there's four primary Old Testament covenants. There's one with Noah and David, but the two we're going to talk about today are the covenants with Abraham and Moses, because those are the ones most talked about in the New Testament. So each of these covenants are based on the attributes of God that have everything to do with your walk with Christ. Today, we're going to examine the two that are most vocalized in the New Testament, the Abrahamic and the Law of Moses, which includes the Ten Commandments. So we're going to be looking at one question. Does the law of faith cancel the law of love? And to know that, we need to know what the law of faith is and what the law of love is. When I was reading that, I was like, okay, what is that? So we're going to define that, okay? So what are they? The law of faith is pictured in what happened when Abraham brought his only son Isaac to the altar of sacrifice. Abraham did have another son, Ishmael, but Ishmael was conceived when his wife Sarah became impatient while waiting on the promise God gave to Abraham. She tried to give God a hand. The promise to Abraham was that God would give him a son, his own son, not from somebody else, and through the one son, he would become the father to many nations through that lineage. So Sarah decided that she was unable to have children, so decided to allow Abraham to have a child with her female servant, Hagar. You can find the whole record in Genesis. It starts in like Genesis 15. Later, Sarah conceived in her very old age. Both of them were well beyond childbearing years, leaving no doubt that God had caused this thing to happen. So be sure to read the account, because we are leaving out a lot, because we don't have a lot of time to go through every bit of scripture, because it goes from Genesis 15 all the way to Genesis 22. So later God told Abraham to offer Isaac, his only son with Sarah, and the son that God had promised him, and Isaac was the fulfillment of the promise. So he was tested in his faith there, right? Abraham demonstrated full intent to obey, but an angel stopped him. The following passage is what the angel said would happen because Abraham had not made his only son more important to him than God. What commandment does that deal with?
Have no idols.
Have no idols? There's two of them it deals with. That is, you know, because we can't have an idol. It can't be our spouse. It can't be our kids. It can't be anything. Nothing can come before God. God has to be number one. And then every relationship we have is from that relationship. So right there, he was testing him to keep God first. Is he going to keep God first? God knew the answer to that, but he did it for Abraham to be able to see he was going to keep it, that he had no other gods before God. And then that brought us to command number two, which is have no idols, nothing before me. And back then, those were carved things, you know, like the calf they worshipped at the bottom of Mount Sinai when the commandments were being written. But today, there's a lot of different, and we'll discuss those in the discussion questions. We have modern day bow to really statues. There are people that still do that, but we don't. So Genesis 22, 16 through 18 says, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So if he obeyed him in that one thing, offering your son to be sacrificed to God, don't you think he would obey in anything? If you can obey in that big, great thing, anything else God would ask him to do after that in bringing forth the promise and bringing forth this great nation of people and leading them in the right way, if he can pass this test, then he can lead those people and pass any test God gave him in regards to leading them. Wouldn't you think? If you can sacrifice your son, sacrifice your marriage, sacrifice all these different things that are the closest to you, then God can give you a ministry to others. So that was being tested for that purpose. The faith that Abraham placed in God was so intense that God chose his faith DNA to be the model for others. How important is this act of faith? It was recorded four times in the New Testament. And Pastor always says when something is repeated over and over and over in the New Testament, it's God repeating it for a reason. So we're going to look at four scripture references that repeat this thing throughout the New Testament. And the first one is Romans 4:3. For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. And then James 2:23 says, "And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God." And then Galatians 3:6 says, "In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Hebrews 11:11 says, Abraham trusted that God would keep his promise, conceive seed when she was past age, since she counted him faithful. So in all those scriptures right there, it says Abraham believed God. So what is faith? Believe in God. And Miss Cindy will take it further and say, it's repenting. Repenting of your understanding and getting God's understanding. And we have to do that to be able to believe his promises, right? Okay, so faith, believing God is faith, and he was counted as righteous because of his faith. So Jesus dealt with the error of walking in the natural alone, claiming a heritage that was natural DNA alone, and not a heritage based in sincere faith alone. And we'll find that in this scripture, John 8:39. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. So he's talking about the natural right there, right? He's our father. Jesus said to them, Abraham's children, then do the deeds of Abraham. So he's telling them, have faith then. Believe me. That's the supernatural, spiritual side that God's talking about. So the law of love. Now we're going to talk about the law of love. We've already talked about the law of faith. Does everybody have a good picture of what the law of faith is? Believe in God. You know, past all the circumstances and things you have to battle to get there, you believe God and you hold on to what he said when you know what he said. Okay, so the law of love. Moses was given 10 commandments carved in stone. It was a picture of the permanent and enduring love of God. In these 10 eloquent and simple laws, we find the heart of God. We find them first in Genesis, given to Adam, as they were written in his heart. Adam enjoyed daily fellowship and walked with God in the cool of the day, and it shows that he knew the commandments, because you can't have fellowship with God outside of his commandments. It was just written in his heart. Walking in the cool of day with God in perfect fellowship, he was keeping the commands because he was walking with God. And, you know, there's a scripture that says, how can two walk together lest they agree? So to be in agreement with somebody and walk with them, or to walk with them, you have to be in agreement with where they're going to. Very important. So when sin entered in, we can see the hardening take place within Adam's heart in every generation that followed. So when we sin, what's the first thing that happens to us?